two afternoons I've been knocking on doors a few hours, but at least I've done something. In Maine and New Hampshire, two so-called swing states, though I didn't meet many swingers, I met a young college girl barely awake, though I knocked on her door at 1:30. She said, I'm just afraid if we change leaders now that the world will consider us weaker. I don't really like what the president's done, but I guess that I'll probably stick with him. I said, that's one opinion, can I tell you mine? She nodded, and so I said to her, I think the world is waiting to see if this country is still a democracy, if our leaders are held to account by our will. Was my tone condescending, my voice a bit shrill? Did I move her to ask herself any questions that she hadn't thought of before? I've got no way of knowing that's what it's like knocking on doors. I met a man 77 years old. He invited me into his woodshop. He said, in all my life, and I've been here a while, I never have heard so much bullshit. He said, anyone voting that fella back in, here's what I'd like to do with them. Put a gun in their hand, send them off to Iraq, 'cause that's what they're deciding for others. And son, let me tell you, that deficit, you'll never see it paid off in your lifetime. And what I like to see here before I pass on is an honest to God real third party. And I wanted to kiss that old codger profound, but he had a few power tools lying around. I said, I wish they'd play you on Maine radio. And he talked a while more, and then I had to go, 'cause I had the rest of South Alpine to work. So I smiled past the pile to before. Oh, you meet some interesting people knocking on doors. I met a young teacher who'd made up her mind, no child left behind had enraged her, and a middle-aged woman who said, we're so confused, all the ads, we can't tell who to trust in. An elderly lady power blowing her leaves, who said, sorry, but I've made my mind up. I don't want the government sticking its nose into health care and raising new taxes. I met wives who said, I've got my husband convinced, and families split right down the middle. And a cigarette-smoking young slacker who said he'd watched every debate and consider. And often I wanted to argue and rail. Mostly I'd listen, though sometimes I'd fail. And I mentioned a few facts I thought might persuade. And though no one was rude, no big changes were made. Well, they say face to face has mysterious grace, though it can feel the most menial of chores. But you never know what makes a difference when you're knocking on doors. Now I'm done with this song, got to move right along, work the phones for another few hours, and hope that I learned a few lessons knocking on doors. knocking on doors.